Proclamation number 6072 of 7th of October, 1954. Influence, but no compulsion from the spiritual realm. Coercion is never exerted on you from the spiritual kingdom, and thus it always remains your free will how you think and act. Nevertheless, you are influenced by both good and evil forces, that is, both try to transfer their thoughts and intentions to you, but the human being can defend himself against this by virtue of his free will, and therefore he himself is also responsible for his thoughts and actions. Freedom of will is respected, otherwise the good forces would truly have predominance and all people would very soon be mature for the kingdom of light. The soul's spiritual state on earth already and later in the spiritual kingdom is based on the human being's free will. It cannot be arbitrarily changed or improved by God's love or the beings of light, and therefore only the right direction of will can ever result in an improvement for the soul once it has discarded the earthly body and entered the spiritual kingdom. If the soul is unwilling, its state of maturity cannot be improved either, even though countless beings of light make an effort to do so. It itself must want. But through God's love and grace it is also guided in the spiritual kingdom such that its will stirs and can decide freely again. And there is only one certainty for the right direction of the will. Love. Which is why progress can only be achieved in the kingdom of the beyond if love is practiced, which then also certainly points the will in the right direction. And thus it can certainly be asserted that a loving soul always takes the right path when it has to decide between two paths. There is no more decisive factor than love, for this is the divine order, and therefore everyone who moves in love moves in divine order. For love is the light which lets you recognize which path is right, so that the will thus goes in the same direction as the light shines. Therefore love will always reach the aim, free will always make the right decision, because the light of love gives knowledge and strength. Amen.